now, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Good morning, everybody. Great to be here with you. I have a studio full of really fun people, and it's nice for a change. Sometimes I have guests, sometimes I don't, but it's always great energy when I have great people in here with me. Joining me today is Carmen Jackson, Lisa Stevenson, and Debbie Ross. We're going to talk about so many things. The latter part of the show, we're just going to talk about everything. No topic off. Well, maybe, Lisa, there will be a few topics we can't talk about. We're going to talk about, Lisa, about notary public. What is a notary public? I was in a movie last night, Lisa, and no pain, no gain.
Oh, I heard about that.
Well, it was mostly me and about 200 19-year-old boys. But anyways, but the question on that was, what is a notary republic? Or notary public?
What is a notary public?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So we'll answer that question later. And Carmen Jackson's with us. It's her first time on radio talking about her new business, and that's going to be really exciting. Welcome to the show, everybody.
Thanks Patty.
You're welcome. Carmen, now, you're going to do a 40-day happiness challenge, and that's kind of the basis of your new creation.
Right.
And exactly. Lisa's going to talk a little bit later about women in business. But what made you want to have your own business and focus on happiness?
Basically, my background is in building technology, and I was being successfully working in that field, but knowing that I needed to do more, I needed to do something with more purpose, help people. So I really had to do some major shifts in my life, made some major changes, and through that I had to discover who I was as a person, what made me happy, what I really wanted to do with my life. And in doing that, I've been able to help people along the way, and that's my story that I have to share. And how I did it is finding my own happiness, and I want to help people find their happiness.
And my daughter Rachel met you through Jessica from Vibes at a networking dinner, mm-hmm. and you had a great chat, and she was really impressed with you, and you have an infectious smile and a personality.
Yeah.
And you say happiness is not learned. It's something you do. Like, how do you explain that to people who aren't happy?
I think in today's society, we're all about doing and making a plan and conforming to other people's ways of how they do things or how they found success. But I really feel we have to look at what truly is our way of making ourselves happy. And I've been contacted by a lot of people who are going through a lot of changes. And I say to them, this is your time. This is your time to make yourself happy, make yourself a priority, and really figure out what that means. And one person was saying, well, I don't know how to make myself happy. I'll just go clean my house or do something with my daughter. And I'm like, no, this is really about you making yourself happy and not looking for outside sources to do that, other people. We really have to learn through our challenges how we can get through them. And it's not just about accomplishing those challenges. It's about enjoying the process.
The process. So tell me about your story. Before we get into the challenge, and how you found happiness, did you have it before, and some step-by-step things that people maybe can take a couple takeaways today?
Yeah. One of my closest friends, I said, I lost myself in my past relationship, and she said, no, you were always there, but I did have to dim my light. I have quite a bright light, and mm-hmm. I'm finally letting it shine. And I had chronic hip pain, so it was uncomfortable for me to sleep. It was uncomfortable for me to walk for over 10 years. I had bone scans, x-rays, chiropractors, physios. They're like, nothing's wrong with you. And I'm like, no, I'm in pain. This is not okay. And I can deal with pain. I've given birth to two daughters with no drugs.
Say no more.
Exactly. So I knew there was something wrong, and I was overweight, and I continually would try and fight it and exercise, and I would get initial results but no lasting change. So I had to leave a 13-year relationship. I had to leave a career. I had to take a huge leap of faith and step out and trust that everything was going to be okay. I lost 40 pounds without any strict diet or exercise regimen. My hip pain is gone. It is gone. I didn't have to do anything. I didn't have to take any magic pill. Just in finding happiness.
Making decisions.
Yeah, and making a choice to be happy each and every day. And choosing to see the positive through all the challenges and through the struggles. So
you say glass half full, and that's like my dad always said, and it's such a good expression because you really can see it either way. Yeah. And you talk about kids and priorities. And, you know, when you're on an airplane and they say take the mask first.
Yes.
Tell us how you make yourself. You have two daughters. Yes. So you're 5 and 8. How do you make yourself priority and make yourself happy? And what kind of things do you do?
Well, I'm their teacher, just as they're my teacher as well. But I can only care for them when I care for myself first. So I have them half time. We're sharing custody. So on my weeks off, I am all by myself. I do make sure I have a lot of fun. When I have my weeks on, I'm fully on. I don't have an extra set of hands to help me out. So, like I said, my daughters are 8 and almost 5. I've really had to show them how to care for myself. So I'll give myself a timeout. I will say, I need half an hour. I'll shut my bedroom door. I'll shut myself in there. And they know that it's important for me to have that. And by me giving that to myself, I'm able to then care for myself. Because, you know, when we're stressed out and we're overwhelmed, often we end up snapping at our children or saying something that we don't want to. And I just have learned to really step away, nurture myself. And by doing that, then I can then go back to them and be the best mom that I can be.
So the 40-day challenge, tell us about that and how people can get involved if they want to start this with you. And it's going to be ongoing because this is your business. So tell us about the first one. I think it's May 1st.
Yeah. So the first one is set dates. It starts May 1st till June 9th. It's going to be 40 days of inspirational videos where I challenge you with daily tasks, challenges, and experiences. So it's about facing our fears, even the little ones, trying new things. Really, I'm going to act like a happiness personal trainer. So I'm not going to tell you my way of doing it. I'm going to encourage you to find your own. And it's going to be easily incorporated into your daily life. Every week you're going to get 7 videos. You can pick which day you want to do them. So it's not like
a heavy duty.
Exactly. Yeah. It's not supposed to be. It's all about being happy. So,
And this is men and women can join this.
Yes, for sure. We all deserve to be happy. So,
and you have a website and they can go right on that and,
practiceyourhappy.com. Or if you'd like to get in touch with me, Carmen@CarmenJackson.com. And
I think that sounds great. Debbie, you know, we were talking about, and all of us in the break, about having kids, and we'll talk about that more later. But, you know, Carmen, you have young kids. We have older teens, adults. That stress doesn't go away, Debbie, does it? I mean, like this week you've had parents, children, dogs, like you name it, to deal with, right?
That's right. Yeah, it seems to be the stage we're at in life right now. And it is hard to find time for yourself and remember that you've got to make a choice to be happy, because you can let everything going on around you kind of bring you down.
And also, Lisa, don't you find like there's a lot of negative, like kids can be tough too, or people on you say things to you, and you have to keep that wall a bit, because sometimes it's just because, you know, you're the sounding board, but it can be tough too.
I totally hear where you're coming from as far as finding your happiness. And I've been through a similar situation as you. Mm-hmm. And I deal with clients every day, just like Patty was saying. You know, sometimes they can be really negative, right, and you have to rise above that and not take that home with you and become grumpy.
Right.
And it's so important to always be focusing on inwardly into you. Where's my happiness?
Right.
And that's been a search for you too, right?
Yep, absolutely.
So this is a great start, because I think a lot of people don't know the steps to get there.
Right.
And they just, it's like money management, but you need happiness management, right?
Right.
Excellent.
It's integral part of our health, right?
When we come back, we're going to talk more about happiness and about Lisa and what she does.
Everyone has an opinion.
He says on one hand it's a good deal, on the next comment he says it's not.
We've got the facts with news you can count on. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
You like to save money. You have money to invest. You're a conservative investor, so you don't like risk. And you shudder at the thought of service charges. Where do you go?
GIC Direct.
Where do you get the best GIC rates?
GIC Direct.
How are they so much higher?
GIC Direct accesses an extensive network of financial institutions across Canada every day for the best rates. They're deposit specialists.
Here's what you like. No fees, no catches, no gimmicks. To get the highest interest rates on GICs and term deposits, go to GICDirect.com and keep your nest egg. Problem: too busy. Solution? Windsor Plywood West Shore. Supply, delivery, and installation. All you need to get your project done. No muss, no fuss. Windsor West Shore has the flooring, laminate, engineered, and hardwood. They have doors, interior, exterior, wood, fiberglass, and steel.
We'll come to you. Measure, deliver, install. Just give us a call.
Call Windsor Plywood West Shore. It's the new number for home improvement.
474-6111.
The experts you need to call.
On now at End of the Row. It's the massive inventory blowout. We're offering huge discounts on your favorite flooring products. For a limited time only, get vinyl flooring, regularly $3.99 MSRP for only $2.99, and premium laminate flooring for only $1.69 per square foot. Plus, we have amazing specials on hardwood, carpet, tiles, area rugs, and so much more. Visit the massive inventory blowout at End of the Row. Brand name flooring, low prices, always in stock. Come see our new location on 601 Beleskin and 2364 Mill Stream in Langford.
When asked what the most impressive feature of West is, our response is easy. It's not the awe-inspiring design created by a global award-winning architect, the rustic wood beams and authentic West Coast finish, close, but not quite. The superior construction and best-in-class warranty are above and beyond, to be sure, but the truth is, there is no one feature that makes this the most innovative and impressive development in the region's recent history. It's the combination of the many. If you can find this level of quality, craftsmanship, and design at a better price, we'll meet or beat it. That's the West Buy Guarantee. And with prices starting at $529.99, it's more affordable than ever. Come by and see for yourself. Turn right off the Trans-Canada Highway onto Burnside Road West, and you'll find us at 2151 Burnside. We're open Thursday through Sunday, 1:30 to 4. WesttownHomes.com. Inspired by design.
We are back in the studio, Carmen Jackson, 40-Day Happiness Challenge. You can sign up for that. We have Lisa Stevenson, who is a Victoria Notary Public, and Debbie Ross. And we were talking about happiness, and in the break, Debbie was saying she didn't, you know, it's a choice. And people don't realize that, Carmen, sometimes.
It's a huge choice. We can either get stuck in the negative, or we can choose to take that negative aspect of it and see the positive side and choose to move forward.
And that starts when you wake up in the morning.
Yeah.
Kind of
every
with the first
day.
Challenge that comes your way, because yeah. We're always surprised when, you know, maybe in the morning your kids don't act right or your husband, whoever.
Yeah,
you shouldn't be surprised. You have to have a way around it, right?
Right.
And is that some of the stuff in your challenge that you have ways to deal with these stressors?
Oh yeah, and it's really about not necessarily, you know, avoiding these things that come our way, but it's learning how to deal with them and what works for us as individuals, because everybody's way is going to be different.
So. Now here TJ has a call. People probably want to know about this. So tell us again how you can get in touch with you, Carmen Jackson.
Yeah, I'm Carmen Jackson.
And website.
So I have my own personal website, and you can reach me through that at carmen@carmenjackson.com. Also, my program's website is practiceyourhappy.com.
Practiceyourhappy.com. That's a happy business to be in, huh?
It is.
No kidding. How about you, Lisa? You always look happy. Now, you have your own business, and you want to talk a little bit about this, because women in business is huge. Carmen starting her own business. It sounds like it's going to be a success. You started your own. Tell us what you want to tell people about this.
I think she coined it, leap of faith. Mm. We have to believe in ourselves. And I've been a notary for almost 7 years, and I've been on my own since August. And starting out your own space, your own web page, your own advertising, your own business cards, phone systems, all of that kind of comes into play, and we are much stronger than we give ourselves credit for.
Totally. And Debbie, you've been in business for years on your own, and you have to deal with clients and people and children and everything else, and that's not easy day in, day out to be that person.
No. And when you've got other responsibilities, you know what, you do have to learn how to balance and, yeah, find a...
I don't think I could do it. No, I do it. But to have your own name on the door of a notary public, I mean, you started out a few years ago to get this. How many, 7 years ago?
Almost 7 years ago.
And, I mean, you probably wouldn't have envisioned yourself here, much like people listening today who say, what can I do?
Absolutely.
If you start now, there's stuff you can do, right?
You gotta. If life throws you the crap, you've got to stop and find your happy and figure it out. And so it really was a scary move. I have absolutely no regrets. I absolutely love going to my office, name on the door, opening it up every day and getting to work and working hard. And it's so rewarding. You know, you get clients returning to you and coming back to you for various reasons. And we as notaries do solicitor work. We don't go to court. We're not barristers. But we are very user-friendly. There's maybe 300 in the province.
Yeah, and you, Lisa Stevenson, you can look, you have a website.
Yeah.
And all the services you provide. So
absolutely,
you can do a lot that a lawyer does.
Yeah. One of the things that I have really focused on, which a lot of people don't want to do, are home and hospital visits. So I'll do wills, powers of attorney, rep agreements, and go to the hospital or the home of the client. And
that's huge. And people don't realize that until
something bad
they're
happens.
On their deathbed or their relative and things aren't done or done properly.
Right.
And, you know, there's nothing worse than a family not dealing with that when you need to deal with it. I know, Debbie, you've already got that organized. I haven't got enough organized yet. I think that you probably would feel happier as to have that done, right? Because
absolutely,
we're all going to die, and we don't really deal with that. So to have that kind of stuff done, is that an expensive process to get your wills? What do you need, a will?
Well, it depends. I mean, if you have a family member that is needing health care, then I would definitely suggest a representation agreement. The Vancouver Island Health Authority really prefers that. Power of attorney is huge. It's a legal and financial directive. So if husband and wife, even children traveling, you know, if your child is traveling out of the country, well, then mom or dad or both can take care of their legal and financial obligations. And then a will is definitely important if you own anything, real estate-wise.
Oh, I owe a lot on things. Oh, okay.
Or if you
can
owe.
Can we leave the debt?
Definitely. But if you, even if you have money in your bank account, but the most important is if you have minor children, you definitely should have a will and name a guardian. And you can actually look on my website of the services that I provide. It's www.notaryvictoria.com. And my email is lisa@notaryvictoria.com.
Another thing we want to talk about is sort of the electronic will. I've been hearing more and more about this when someone dies. What about all their, you know, social media, their passwords? How do you deal with all that stuff?
That's a really good question. I don't think a lot of people have really thought that part out. You know, if you were the executor of somebody's estate, even the small things like air miles. You know, is that?
I just dealt with her among my folks. That's a tough one to even get through.
It is a tough one. Yeah. So there are an awful lot of things now that the executor job is huge. And
it's a huge
job. It's a lot of responsibility. I mean, even if you have a simple will, it can become very complicated.
My dad said about air miles, he said, you know, at Safeway, he said, I've almost got enough points to get to Dallas Road.
Or to Souk.
That's about it, right?
Yeah, but that's very important. And I haven't really thought about that, to be honest. But you're right, with all the social media, how do you wind up someone's estate?
So that's something, I guess, that will be dealt with lawyers and notaries in the next year or two to see how that is dealt with, because we're going to have all these things online, even our pictures, everything, right?
You've got the enhanced driver's license with the care card attached now, and all of these things.
Okay, I'm just waiting for this.
Yeah, tap on.
You're on.
Totally.
Will it happen? So people should have a will, a power of attorney, a living will. Is that the same thing?
The living will used to be you could go to Monk Stationery, buy the kit. I think you still can, but it's not recognized by VIHA.
Oh.
So representation agreements, there are two different kinds. There's a Section 7, which is just day-to-day minor health care, and a Section 9, which actually deals with pulling the plug and consent to health care, consent to treatment, that sort of thing. And also I think it's an important tool if you have family that are on different ends of the spectrum. So one child says, we're going to leave mom on life support, and the other child says, no, we're not. Then you need to appoint a representative, someone who can speak.
I have three, so they can have a tiebreaker.
You're a race.
Oh, my goodness, my goodness. So it's so important to get this stuff together. And
it is.
Why?
Yeah.
How long do people wait? Have you seen people wait till you're saying with
home and hospital visits.
Home and hospital visits.
Yeah.
What is the youngest people should start this?
I think you probably don't need to have all your ducks in order if you are a young person. You have a bank account, maybe a car. You don't own any real estate. You haven't had any children. You're not married, etc. I think the most important part for me is if you don't have a will, and you die intestate. Then it goes to administration, and that can be a costly process, and it's dealt with through the Supreme Court. So they appoint somebody to administer your estate. You died intestate without a will. Mm-hmm. So,
and there's so many things you can do beforehand, right? Like people need to have the talk with their parents.
Definitely.
About what they have and where, because I know with my folks, things were very private.
Same with my folks.
And if you don't know, it's really tough because when they die, you're stuck in the middle. But beforehand, so many things, the house can be transferred.
Yes.
As long as you trust your family members, so many things can be done that you're not paying the tax man everything.
Exactly. And touching on that, though, there is the element of elder abuse.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, if let's say a son gets mom to give him power of attorney, and the next thing you know, there's no money left for her care. That happens.
You're saying son, because daughters don't do that.
No, daughters take care of the parents.
We're driving them to the appointments.
That's right.
We're too tired.
We're pushing a wheelchair, okay?
Oh, my goodness. That's so funny. Have you guys got all your stuff together? Carmen, do you have...
I'm not very good at organization.
But she's good at happy.
Yeah.
Happy. So this is why these shows are good, right? Because I think sometimes we can look on the outward like we're together, but we haven't dealt with certain things.
Mm-hmm. And I think you told me, Patty, after your folks had gone through it, it is such a gift that you can leave your children to have everything organized and all the decisions made. It just, it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, my parents had First Memorial. They'd already done all that. And you know, what a nice thing to do to your family that you've already planned everything. You don't have to think what they'd want. You know.
Mm-hmm. I wasn't as lucky. My parents didn't talk about that. It was private. Mm-hmm. They didn't want me, even if they trusted me, they didn't want me to know. And so when both my parents, I had to go through that. And it was really tough, really, really tough. Because, you know, you want to do the best for your parents. But if you don't know what their wishes are, it's pretty hard.
Yeah. And you know, we're getting back to the happiness thing, too. That's another spot in life, too. We all have these challenges. So when they're young, but also when parents and things are getting older, that we need to recheck our happiness, right?
Absolutely.
And maybe have a tune-up.
Right. Yeah, for sure. And really, you know, it's a process of life, too, and how to get through it and really staying grounded through it all as well. And we can only do that when we look inside ourselves and are happy, and then we can deal with those challenges appropriately too, and seek out resources that we need. And
because I know about you, Lisa, but when you have both parents, it really is kind of a changing thing,
it is.
Right? Because everything changes in a weird way.
Yeah.
But, you know, through all the things you go through, right, you can always find the good side of everything.
Yeah.
Back in a minute, or back after the news, and we're going to talk with our panel about all kinds of fun stuff.
The all-new Sub-Zero Wolf Showroom at Lansdowne Appliance Gallery is now live and already causing quite the stir. The renovations continue and so do the savings. See Victoria's largest functioning cooking demonstration kitchen in action and save up to $2,500 on the featured Sub-Zero and Wolf appliance packages inside. Just one look and you'll agree, Lansdowne Appliance Gallery is Victoria's premium appliance destination. The transformation is on at 2517 Douglas at Bay and at LansdowneAppliance.com.
Oh my god.
Oh my dad!
What are you afraid of?
I am afraid of things.
Tuesday on Space.
Insects, bugs, cockroaches.
These people have signed up to compete.
I'm freaking scared.
Not against each other.
You're kidding.
But against what terrifies them most.
Disgusting.
Will they make it?
I don't think I can do this.
Or will they hit the panic button?
Oh my god.
Panic button. Series premiere Tuesday at 7 on Space.
This is Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
Good morning, I'm Ted Jenner with a CFAX 1070 news update. With just over 2 weeks until the provincial election, Premier Christy Clark and her Liberals are rolling through town today. Making stops in Oak Bay and Sydney, Clark will be campaigning for the Liberals' fourth consecutive term in office. Clark spent the morning at the corner of Cadborough Bay Road and Estevan Avenue and is now heading out to Sydney for a noon gathering at Beacon Ave and 3rd Street. The provincial election goes May 14th. Volunteers with the Red Cross are scouring Ontario's cottage country in an effort to help families affected by this month's flooding. They'll visit Kawartha Lakes and Ramara Township and check in on hundreds of homes. The volunteers will provide supplies to assist in the post-flood cleanup, and the same help will be provided in Bracebridge once water levels there recede. The FBI has made a new arrest in the poison letters case. The agency says Everett Dushke was arrested this morning at his home in Tupelo, Mississippi. His home and business were searched this week, but he insists he had nothing to do with the letters. The envelopes, which allegedly contained ricin, were sent to U.S. President Obama, a senator, and a judge. Four members of NATO's International Security Assistance Force are dead after a plane crash in southern Afghanistan. NATO says initial reporting of the crash indicates there were no enemy activity in the area at the time. The brief statement from the alliance did not say what province the crash occurred in, but a deputy governor says an aircraft belonging to foreign forces crashed in Shah Joy District. And casting calls are scheduled Monday in Burbank, California for the original Star Wars movie. No, it's not being remade, but it's going to be dubbed into the Navajo language. Actors do not have to sound like Harrison Ford or Carrie Fisher, but they do need to capture their characters. Time now for a look at CFAX 1070 weather for Greater Victoria today. Cloudy with a chance of some showers and a high of 13. Tonight, partly cloudy, 60% chance of showers in the evening with wind gusts up to 50 kilometers an hour and a low of 4. Sunday, a mix of sun and cloud becoming cloudier in the day with some periods of rain, wind, and highs of 11. Currently in downtown Victoria, it's overcast and the sun's starting to peek through and 13 degrees. I'm Ted Jenner. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070. It's 11:33.
Now, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Hello, everybody. In the break, we get carried away talking. Lisa tells us her stories. Oy vey. Okay. In the studio, Debbie Ross, Lisa Stevenson, and Carmen Jackson. Of course, we've been talking to Carmen about her 40-day happiness challenge. You can find her on her website, as well as Lisa Stevenson, who is a notary public. And Debbie Ross is here. And Debbie, you know, we've been friends for how many years now?
40-something.
Oh, my gosh, you are old. I guess we're hanging out with younger people. Yeah, and I know how you love coming on the radio, and you're always so great. Because Debbie's, you know, she's a fashionista. I had an event a few weeks ago, and I said, Debbie, I'm going to go and buy a few things. And she goes, oh, I've got something I got to do, but, oh, hang on, I'll cancel it, because that's your joy. Isn't that your joy?
I love shopping, yeah.
And you're good at it. So how do you find, like, that sense of style? Like, do you look at a lot of magazines or just innately know what goes with what?
Both, I think. You know, it's kind of my hobby. When I, you know, it's my, where I find my happiness, right. You know.
Yeah, totally.
I can get away from everything and everybody, and I just like to wander around and look at people and look at things and, you know. Imagine.
Yeah, like 3 or 4 hours. I'm not a shopper. My daughter says, I wish Debbie was my mom. Because, you know, like, she can shop for days. I'm, like, dragging around like a spoiled, like, I don't want to shop anymore. And it's for me. And she's happy as Larry and pulling this and that. And let's go downtown. It's like, no, I do one-stop shopping.
That's probably where I learn most, taking you shopping. What not to do.
But, you know, she's great because, you know, you're in the change room and flubba lub and all, you know. And Deb brings all the stuff in and turns her head. Don't want
That's
nightmares.
A true friend.
Well, it's just you know when you don't think you're going to be able to find something for an event or whatever, and you're able to. It's fun. It makes you happy.
And it was so cool, Debbie. So, what did you base that outfit on last week? Something like your pants?
I don't know. Just color. I can't really think of where it came from, but I was just thinking what would look good on you and your body shape and what would fit and what would work with your black nylons that are the bane of...
Oh, tights. Drives her crazy. You're not wearing those tights.
Rule number one, ladies, don't wear black tights with a summer dress or skirt or blouse. But this one won't listen to
But the
that
shoes
advice.
Were great. They were the same color as Debbie's pants today, that kind of pop of color. They were like a ready
coral.
And it was a cool outfit just with a shirt tied up. And it really worked, didn't it?
It did. Yeah, you look great.
But it was a lot of things to try on, right? Stuff that didn't work.
I'm going to my niece's wedding in Hawaii in August. Can you take me shopping?
I sure can. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, this is what, you know, finding Debbie's happiness. Like, really, if you want to find someone who could shop with you and know what to buy, she is truly amazing. Like, everybody phones her to do that, and it would be a great
job.
There
you go.
Thank
you.
Totally, because she's so good at it. Debbie, you have a lot of people, though, that kind of, you know, like me sometimes with certain things, but other people you've taken out that really are hard to find stuff. Not find stuff, but they really don't want to take your advice.
Mm-hmm.
Shouldn't people kind of change once in a while, too, and know what works and doesn't work? Because you're good at age-appropriate stuff, too, right?
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
You are. Because you have to kind of know when to show it, when to fold it, right?
Yeah. Yeah, we're kind of at an age where anything goes. But I think the most important things you have to remember are fit, you know? Fit is an important one. And season. You know, you shouldn't be wearing, you know, a winter blazer with summer weight pants or, you know, just keeping things in season. Yeah.
Well, you're always very cool. I always say Debbie should have more things on the go because she's got so many great outfits. It's like you should have events 7 days a week so you can wear them.
Yeah, I dress for Saturday night at Patty's house. That's my life.
Sad.
I'm going to have to find something new for next Saturday.
So what about age-appropriate stuff, though, right? Like, certain people have been wearing the same thing. You guys must know people from school. We're of different generations, but that have had the same look, everything, for years.
Well, the elastic waist pants are definitely an out.
Yeah. And right? If you have the same hairdo as you had in your annual,
lot, right?
It's probably time to make a change. Yeah.
We're so lucky. We go to Karen Murray from Main Essentials, and, you know, she always says it's just hair. And she always finds a way, if your hair was long or this or that, to kind of evolve it. Because it's fun to do, right? You don't have to have a helmet head all your life or down past your bum. It's like, you know, it's hair at a certain age. Let go of that stuff.
Patty and I always used to say that if we'd had Karen doing our hair in high school, we might have been popular.
that and a flat iron, we had a different life. Would we be popular? With each other?
No.
Oh, my gosh. So what kind of hairstyles do you like now, Debbie, like for different age groups? I guess when you're young,
I'm a little confused.
Long
I want short hair, but my husband won't let me. I don't base my decision on what he likes or doesn't like, but, you know, I just kind of...
You like it like Ellen, like spiky.
Yeah, I figure I'll wait till I'm ready to go gray or white,
ready
and then
go.
I'll do it. Yeah. But, yeah, no, I don't really know right now what direction I want to go in. Lots of people our age are going longer and lots of people are going shorter. There's not really any...
And, okay, we should touch on the when do you go gray. I think never.
I have a lot of gray in mine, and I've done sort of blonde and different stuff through it. And, you know, as long as you can sort of maintain it and kind of, you know, texturize it, because it does, the texture changes. So you have to sort of work with it and really kind of take care of it. And I think, you know, like my mom had gray hair. So did your dad. Certain people have really nice color
gray hair.
Some don't.
Yeah.
What, are you starting to go gray, Carmen?
Yeah. And my hair, the rest of my hair is pretty fine, and so the gray ones just are coarse and stick right out.
Don't pull them.
I don't. Yeah. I don't, and they still do it.
Darn, it's just not fair.
I'm all about easy maintenance, so I don't even go there. I don't even bother.
And what about our kids? Say, you know, you have 5- and 8-year-old. Mm-hmm. Are they wanting to, two girls, are they wanting to do wild things yet? Or?
Oh, yeah. This morning my daughter was making her own lip gloss, and the bathroom. room was full of Vaseline and lip gloss and makeup to add color, and she's very much my diva. And my other one is the tomboy with the Spider-Man and cars, and so but I've really learned to let them be themselves and express themselves through their style and fashion. And my oldest loves to pick out her own clothes. And
yeah, I think we have to sort of let them do that stuff. And as they get older, I know, Lisa, your kids are...
23 and 25.
Yeah. I mean, as they get into teens and early adulthood, if they want to do certain things, there's a certain point you have to realize what's important and what's not.
Pick your fights.
Definitely.
Because there's enough of them.
Oh, yeah.
I know we're saying, Carmen, you think it's hard when they're young. Holy Hannah, trying to launch these ones these days. That's a full-time job in itself.
Or my daughter will say, you're not really going to wear that, are you?
No. Okay, so, you need Debbie.
Yeah.
Because your daughter might have a point then if she says that. When we come back, we're going to talk more about these guys about all kinds of stuff, reality TV, Hollywood buzz, kids, parents, and all that stuff.
When it rains, it pours. Or will it? we get it right with an accurate, up-to-the-minute forecast. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070. Now, CFAX 1070 Community Connection.
Brought to you by Dodge Furniture and Mattress.
It's Wesley for CFAX 1070. If you're downtown this afternoon, don't forget to stop by Capital Iron for their annual Celebrity Slider Cook-Off. Al Farabee and Steve Duffy are here to face off against the city's other on-air personalities in a heated slider competition. Come on down for lunch and vote for your favorite. You can sample a full selection of sliders for just $5. All the ingredients have been donated by Country Grocer, and all the proceeds go to support the mustard seeds. Steve and Al have just fired up the grill, and they'll be serving up sliders till 2 p.m. today. If you're hungry, if you're in the neighborhood, if you want to meet the man behind the mic, we're right here at Capital Iron, 1900 Store Street, for the second annual Celebrity Slider Cook-Off. Bring your appetite. It's that's your community connection, brought to you by Dodge Furniture and Mattress.
Dodge Red Tag Sale. The Red Tag Sale is on now at Dodge Furniture and Mattress with spectacular savings on furniture for every room of your home.
Red Tag Sale.
Look for Red Tag Savings on microfiber sofas starting at $398.
Red Tag Sale.
Start a perfect sleeper twin, double, or queen mattress, $298. Lowest price ever advertised in Canada.
Red Tag Sale.
Shop for Red Tag Savings store-wide and don't pay for 1 year. No down, no interest, and no payment.
Red Tag Sale.
The Red Tag Sale on now at Dodge Furniture and Mattress. Canada's largest Serta mattress gallery, 715 Finlayson and DoddsFurniture.com.
Celebrate Grandchild's Day at the Land Conservancy's Abkhazi Gardens, 1964 Fairfield Road at Fowl Bay. Today, bring your grandchildren for free. It's a family fun event, 11 till 3, featuring face painting, balloons, a scavenger's hunt, and inspiring arts and crafts. Adults are $12. Kids under 12 are free. Overflow parking available at Mark and Jenkins School. For more info on TLC's Grandchild's Day, visit conservancy.bc.ca or 479-8053.
We are back with Carmen Jackson, Debbie Ross, and Lisa Stevenson. We're talking about kids right now, and Lisa, you were saying your two have moved out. Your daughter has moved out.
How recently
does that feel, being an empty nester?
Love it.
Oh, you love it.
Love it. Okay, here's the deal. I get up in the morning, and everything is exactly how I left it. I come home. There's no bobby pins. There's no glasses on the counter. I think I'm a little AR about that sort of thing.
Yeah.
But come on.
That's the kind of thing I'm going to really look forward to.
Yeah.
How do you feel about it, Debbie? Because, you know, your kids are still there. I know Emily just left for Africa, which is really cool. We talked about her a few weeks ago. She left on Thursday to go do nursing in Africa, in Namibia.
Namibia, right?
Namibia. Oh,
it's hard to say. Yeah, she's doing a 7-week practicum. So she's traveled quite a bit, though, so I'm used to her being gone, so it's not too much of a shock. But part of me looks forward to, you know, them moving on with their lives and moving out. But I think when they actually do it, it'll be difficult. But, you know, I think the recovery will be quick and easy.
I think going out of the country is a huge step. I wish my kids were a little bit more adventuresome that way. They're Victoria born and bred.
Well, she's traveled a lot, but my fear is she's going to, as soon as she graduates, you know, she'll work for a bit, pay off the debt, and then move on. And I would miss her if she was out of the country. That'd be harder, a lot harder. Yeah.
Our son Hamilton is leaving on Sunday for Europe, and it was sort of a last minute thing and something he wanted to do but hadn't pushed enough to do. And his friends were going, and I encouraged him to go because Debbie and I went to Europe when we were younger, older to them, 23. And it was the best thing because, you know, there's these little blocks in time where you get a chance to do these things when you're, before you're married or before life takes hold. And it's such a life lesson. And I think we never regretted any of that.
No, it was a real experience of growing up in a short amount of time for us.
Yeah, we really
ready to
that.
Move on with our lives when we got home.
Whereas, we wanted that for our kids, right?
Yeah.
And when Hammy leaves somewhere, it's so funny, Debbie, because, you know, before, you know, when the parents were out when we were, you know, teenagers, we'd say, woohoo, let's have a party. Now I'm going to have 12 o'clock tomorrow. Rachel's on Hornby. Sheldon's at a football camp. Hammy's going to be gone to Europe. I said, woohoo, don't call anybody. I just want to be alone.
Totally.
Totally opposite, right? How about your kids? Like, they're traveling now. One of them's in Dominican Republic.
They're both in the Dominican
Republic. Oh, they're both together, like, as friends?
No, they went with their job. They went, it was kudos of their job.
Oh.
And so they're there for 3
together.
Days. Yeah, and then they're staying on for another 7 days. So, yeah, they're together with their boyfriends and girlfriends.
Are they friends, your kids?
Oh, very tight. Yeah, very, very close together.
That's good. Yeah. How about your girls? Are they good buddies?
Oh, they sleep together because I'm in a one-bedroom loft space. So I have a little Murphy bed for them, and they cuddle. They are awesome. My oldest is very much the nurturing older sister, and when my youngest gets hurt, I'm like, oh, are you okay? Where's Kenzie? Her older sister. So.
And your kids are tight, you know, and so are ours, but, you know, different ways, right? I mean, sometimes they show it and sometimes they don't.
Yeah, they've always been buddies, but very different personalities, you know, and so, yeah, lots of highs and lows.
Absolutely. And we were talking about parents before. Lisa, I know both of your parents are gone now, but how many years of lots of work did you have to do as they were aging and if they were ill?
Oh, you know, they call it the sandwich generation. Mm-hmm. You're raising your children. And
it's
you're
the panini generation.
It's the quesadilla.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was really tough because you're raising your children. And my parents were older when I was adopted. So it was a tough time, a very tough time because you got to fill the gaps for everybody. You know, you got to be running around with the kids, taking them to soccer practice, and then mom and dad want to come over for dinner. Or you end up driving them to their appointments like you have to do. So, yeah, it's a tough time. And that's where the happiness thing comes in.
Yeah, you really need to take care of yourself.
Yeah,
because you can really
anybody
get
out there
out.
Who's going through the sandwich generation needs to take the 40-day challenge.
Yeah, totally do. Definitely. And, Debbie, I know you have both sets of in-laws in town and help with both moms in some ways.
I'm blessed. I have three sisters. Mm-hmm. Having three sisters, one a teacher who's very organized, you know, everything is kind of laid out for us and nobody, you know, nobody gets... all the appointments. We've got it all scheduled so everybody does their share and nobody gets burnt out. So we're really lucky. I'm really lucky.
But, you know, there are also, you know, talk to other women. If you're one of us right now and you have parents who are aging and you don't know where to turn, I found that I talk to friends because really it's tough to find the different levels you need and advice you need because you learn so much that by the time if your parents, when they die, you kind of want to pass it on. I know with my real estate business, I really like dealing with older clients and helping them downsize because there's so much I've learned from the different moves and where to go and what to do that it really helps that you – and there are areas you can look at. And a lot of other women are great resources for that, I find.
Well, then you're not alone. Right. Like if you're going through something and you think, well, I'm doing this all alone. If someone, whether it's a woman or a man, can step up and say, you know what, I just went through that, and here's a resource that you can check out, or if you want to talk about it, that's huge.
Exactly, and it's not, you don't always know where to access all the resources.
No,
so if you're talking to somebody who's been through it, it's so helpful.
I was going to say, and accepting help doesn't mean we failed. It just means we're not alone in doing it.
Yeah, absolutely.
So. Yeah, totally. Yeah. We're going to do an illegal subject change here and talk about the world's most beautiful woman. I don't know if you saw this. It's not me. I know you were thinking that. Gwyneth Paltrow. What do you guys think about that choice? You know, people say, because there was an article written about that saying, yeah, that's great. If you're married to a rock star, you've got all this money, you work out two hours a day.
Her father and mother are famous.
Yeah, all this stuff, like that's easy to... Mm-hmm. So what do you think about that choice as the world's most beautiful, if that's even a thing?
I think it's interesting because I think she's kind of known to be a good girl, you know, kind of a everybody's girl. You know, she's not a diva or prima donna, you know, I mean, from what you hear. Mm-hmm. She was on Ellen, actually, yesterday, Did you see that about the dress?
Yeah. Did you see the dress?
Yeah.
Whoa. Yeah, 40. She's looking pretty good.
Yeah.
She's looking pretty good, yeah.
And she's sort of wholesome looking, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah. And real. Real.
Yeah.
And
that's the word I was looking for.
We connect with her, or why she might have been awarded this, is because, you know, a lot of people can connect with her in her realness and relate to it and relate to what she's going through, even though she is a star.
She's not real.
And she seems to have her priorities straight, right. You know, regarding family and career and everything. And that's just how she comes off anyway.
Mm-hmm. We come back, we talk more about balance, more about Hollywood buzz, and maybe some of the stuff on your bucket list. I know you love that term, Lisa. Back in a minute.
It's the all-new 2013 benchmark of benchmarks, the new 2013 RX series. Well-equipped from $46,945, including freight and PDI. The available F-Sport package includes 8-speed automatic paddle shifter, sport-tuned suspension, and lots more. Lease this new RX for 48 months at only 1.9%, or finance for 24 months starting at 0.9%. Check it out at Metro Lexus Victoria right now.
Who cares for anything more? Metro Lexus.
Douglas across from Mayfair.
Shop with confidence at Save On Foods during our Case Lot Super Sale. We're priced right. Fresh Western Family whole boneless pork loin, just $1.99 a pound. Also, Campbell's tomato or cream of mushroom soup, case of 12 cans. More rewards price, only $5.99. Limit of 2. Plus, for exclusive offers on products you want, sign up at SaveOnFoods.com. Save On Foods, BC's very own since 1915.
CFAX 1070 is Victoria's home for Vancouver Canucks hockey.
Tonight, the season finale as the Canucks close out in the Alberta capital. Canucks and the Oilers, play-by-play at 7. Join me, John Shorthouse, along with Dave Tomlinson, right here on CFAX 1070.
Every goal, every save, every heart-stopping moment, the Canucks play here on CFAX 1070.
This anniversary, give the one you love a very special gift. Your friends at Palmera Jewelers, your official Rolex jeweler, remind you that there's nothing like the gift of an elegant Rolex timepiece to commemorate a lifetime together. So no matter which Rolex you choose, you'll be giving a gift of lasting quality, beauty, and durability. This anniversary, give a gift as precious as your love. Give a Rolex. See a selection of Rolex timepieces at Palmera Fine Jewelry and Watches, your official Rolex jeweler.
We are back with Carmen, Lisa, and Debbie, and we're talking the break about Gwyneth and Debbie. Do you want to talk about the razor? Because the dress she was wearing was very sheer on the side, so she needed a little pruning.
Apparently, yeah. She's quite proud of the fact that she is a throwback from the 70s and doesn't
loud
buy into
proud,
the...
Eh? Do you guys watch any reality TV?
I'm not a big TV person.
Not really.
Well, Debbie, we watch some of these shows, right? And some of these women
I
on
do.
There.
I've actually had to pare down, though. I'm not really up on the Housewives because of all the other TV viewing I'm doing.
It's like a full-time job. Right? You know, the thing about Hamilton, he's like an older guy, you know, because he's got all his programs.
Yeah.
You know, on his PVR, which is great these days, right? These shows are kind of fun to watch, though, right, for escapism sometimes. Like, don't you find, Debbie, like if you... You know, kind of need a little boost. You can sort of look at them and you feel better about yourself.
Yeah, definitely.
Better or worse.
Definitely. I don't watch the Beverly Hills one, but that Lisa was on Dancing with the Stars. What's her name?
Vanderpump.
She was hilarious. I really enjoyed her.
I really like her, too.
Made me think I should start watching that show.
I think you should. You know, I always grew up, I thought, this is like the show here, right? Like talking about people's lives. I just like having a snapshot into people's lives, even though it's not real because they plan everything, right? I was saying, you know, if we had to do a reality show, Debbie, it'd be pretty boring. Boring, right?
Well, our lives would be more fun because we plan more funny events.
Oh, hello, Debbie. I have to hit you and stuff, right? We'd have to do a lot of bleeping.
like the guy from Hell's Kitchen.
Yeah.
Why even bother bleeping? We know what he's saying.
You have to. We were talking about, you know, your life bucket list, and you're saying why it's not a good idea because you did that big walk to Cowichan, and you say, what happens after you do bucket lists?
Well, I don't think you get through your bucket list if you do too many bucket list things, right? If you abuse your body too much, you can't carry on. You can't do the other things. So the Great Lake Walk I did last September, and I got up at 3 in the morning, and I started walking at 5, and 11 hours and 11 minutes later, I crossed the finish line. And I wore these blister guaranteed socks, and I should really be getting a free year's supply. Like, I took a picture of my feet, and my feet have never been the same since.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
How did your body feel? Must have been
sore. I pulled my groin. I couldn't even turn around. I couldn't, like, turn this much.
Wow. And it's just walking.
That's a long way, though.
It is. Yeah. Yes.
Do you have a bucket list, Carmen?
See, I kind of have approached it differently in that, with a bucket list, it's like we think we have to accomplish it, and the goal is to accomplish it instead of to enjoy the journey along the way.
Yes.
So with practicing my happy, I make smaller choices or bucket list items and just enjoy the moment and enjoy.
You don't have to run 10Ks every
day
or 54 miles and all this stuff.
It's about feeling of accomplishment or the feeling we get from accomplishing it. It's like trying to incorporate that into my everyday. And
exactly.
Yeah.
I drove up a steep hill today. Oh, that was taxing.
What about you, Patty? What's on your bucket list?
I just, you know, I like doing lots of travel.
Yeah.
And that's been a priority, like with the kids and stuff, is, you know, not so much the stuff, although, you know, we got stuff, but I think to travel, I like to do more volunteering down the road, maybe in different countries and, you know, that kind of thing. I don't know, as you look to the future, I love doing the show. I like helping people, like with new business and new ideas. So this is really, I love doing that. I like helping people downsize and find homes. How about you, Deb?
You know, mine is pretty similar to yours. I'd like to do more traveling and volunteering. I'd like to, you know, get involved a little bit more in that kind of thing. As far as skydiving or anything scary or dangerous, no, I'm past that. I'm not interested in bungee jumping or...
If you could hear the way I scream at Disneyland on that railroad, I don't think I could handle those things. I see an amazing race.
Yeah, I know. I know. We always watch that show, my husband and I. Would you do that? Would you do that? No. 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 I don't think I would.
Did you?
Yeah. I didn't get in, obviously.
Oh, what fun. That would be cool. Yeah. But that would be a whole level of seeing you at your worst, though, right? As you're fighting. Oh, yeah. Hobbies, crafts. Do you guys have any hobbies, crafts, stuff that you like to do?
I like to do everything.
What are some of the things you like? Are you a knitter? Are you paint?
I made some blackberry wine this year, and it was delicious.
That's a hobby I can get into.
Yes. Yeah. So I think we might be making some apple cider next week. Or I'll make cheese. I like to sew and craft things. I like to get crafty with my daughters, too. I made a mermaid tail for my daughter's birthday. She really wanted it to be swimmable, too, so I had to get creative. And yeah.
What fun. Cool. How about you, Lisa?
Can I say that on the radio? I would think so. Yeah.
I think you like to be around people and bring joy and have fun and you like
person.
To walk and enjoy the environment.
Like I like to hike, happy. I like to walk, I like to play soccer. I hang out with a great bunch of girls and we have way too much fun, and I have a horse. I'm a horse show judge.
Oh, you forgot that part.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Big hog riding.
The list keeps growing.
I know. And as far as the adrenaline rush stuff, no, I'm with you, Debbie. Yeah. Put that aside. I'm never going to bungee jump or jump out of a plane or do anything really, really stupid.
How about you, Debbie?
Well, I do lots of crafts because I work with children, so that's almost a daily thing. But I like to read. I never seem to be able to have enough time to read,
that's true.
I like to get out and exercise. Mm-hmm.
And dog walk.
Dog walk, yeah.
Yeah. I do too. All those things and above.
And cook. You love to cook too, don't you?
You know what? I do cook, Debbie. I do cook. You know, Monday to Thursday, there's a summertime off, Christmas, Easter, like there's certain holidays, so there's cooking season.
You can make reservations.
Absolutely. I told Hud, hey, T-bone for you tonight, buddy.
No, it's just part of our shtick. We pretend that we can't because it's funny, but I think we can both cook if we have to.
I have to, Debbie. Your husband cooks for you, so don't lump me in there. Hey, listen, guys, Carmen, it's great having you on.
Thank you.
People can get a hold of you, Carmen Jackson, for the 40-Day Happiness Challenge. Lisa Stevenson, Notary Public, Debbie Ross.
Friendy.
It's been wonderful. TJ, thank you as always. I want to wish my son Hamilton, of course, Emily, the best trip, and my son Hamilton, who leaves tomorrow, a great trip, a happy voyage. We love you more than words can say. Back next week.